Good evening, everyone. John Curta here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your locally owned full-service bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sabrewing. In a recent district court hearing for Hannah Nicole Bradley, she appeared via Zoom to address a bench warrant issued for her arrest after failing to appear at her sentencing. Bradley explained her absence was due to a two-week illness, including influenza A and B, which led her to stay with her mother and missed the court notification delivered to her sister's residence. The court imposed sanctions totaling $200. Her sentencing has been rescheduled for Thursday, January 22nd at 10 a.m. Bradley confirmed her ability to attend this new date, with the court emphasizing the importance of her appearance. And Clayton David Troop has been sentenced to 9 months of probation after pleading guilty to operating while visibly impaired in Huron County. The plea agreement led to the dismissal of original charges for operating while intoxicated and refusal to take a preliminary breath test. The incident took place on October 23, 2025, in Grant Township, where Troop admitted to consuming 2 24-ounce beers and 2 mixed drinks before driving. He acknowledged that his alcohol consumption impaired his driving ability and contributed to a traffic crash, with his blood alcohol content, or BAC, recorded at 0.182, pardon me. During his sentencing, Troop apologized, explaining his actions were influenced by personal issues, including a recent breakup and a lack of local family support. His defense attorney noted his clean record and stable employment, securing an exception for out-of-state work travel under probation. The court ordered financial obligations totaling $1,035, which was reduced to $720 after bond application. Due by June 30th, 2026, probation conditions include completing an AIAD program, 24 hours of community service, and strict prohibitions against alcohol and controlled substances, along with mandatory random testing. No jail time was imposed. When we come back after this Bayport State Bank public sponsor message, we'll get to our more local news.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at more local news, Tiffany Lynn Buchholz appeared in court for a plea in sentencing hearing concerning charges of disorderly jostling and 3 counts of related to animal stray. She entered a no-contest plea to disorderly jostling and accepted a 90-day delayed sentence. The plea agreement stipulates that if Buchholz successfully completes the 90-day delay, both the disorderly jostling charge and all 3 animal stray counts will be dismissed. A specific condition for the animal charges requires all animals under her care to remain properly contained. The factual basis for the disorderly jostling charge involved Buchholz roughly crowding her niece in a public driveway or roadway. Buchholz is responsible for financial obligations totaling $675, which includes a state minimum fee, crime victim's rights fee, court costs, and a fine. Additional conditions during the delay period include avoiding animal or criminal law violations and assaultive behavior. She is scheduled for a court appearance on April 17th, 2026, unless excused by her probation officer. A previous posted $350 bond will have 95% or 90% applied towards her fines and costs.
Many of our most important memories are made at school, but for children with clefts, like Victoria, the classroom can be a place of fear and isolation. Everything changed after one life-transforming surgery made possible by SmileTrain. SmileTrain partners with local experts to support with free cleft surgeries and other comprehensive care, empowering children to thrive in school and in life. Let's help every child walk into the classroom with confidence. Visit smiletrain.org/learn.
And back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, just have a couple of national news stories for you. Some salmonella recall for artisanal chocolates. A popular chocolate manufacturer, Spring and Mulberry, issued a voluntary recall today for several of its products due to its potential salmonella contamination. The recall affects chocolate bars distributed nationwide through specialty grocers and online sales. The FDA is working with the company to trace the source of the contamination, which is believed to be linked to a specific raw ingredient supplier. No illnesses have been confirmed, but consumers are advised to check batch numbers on the company's website. In other national news, new federal food guidelines released. The Department of Health and Human Services introduced updated dietary guidelines today, sparking a debate among nutritionists. The new food pyramid places a heavier emphasis on protein intake from both animal and plant sources, diverging from previous versions. While some health experts applaud the focus on muscle health for an aging population, environmental scientists express concern over the lack of emphasis on the carbon footprint of meat production. The guidelines will influence school lunch programs and federal nutrition assistance. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your locally owned full-service bank with locations in Bayport, Bad Axe, Pigeon, and Sebring.